and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Over the weekend, leaders from nearly 90 countries will gather in Switzerland to discuss the path to peace in Ukraine. The Swiss and Ukrainian governments organized the summit at the request of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze has the story.
The peace summit follows the G7 summit in Italy, where countries agreed to use frozen Russian assets to pay for Ukraine's recovery. Speaking at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Berlin this week, Zelensky said the first priority of the Swiss summit was a solution for sustainable peace. Standing alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Zelensky said he hoped the summit would address energy security, the exchange of captives, the return of kidnapped children, and global food security. Nearly 90 countries, many represented by their heads of state, have accepted the invitation to attend. Russia has not been invited.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Switzerland.
The G7 summit turned to migration after promising tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A summit meeting of the group of seven leading industrialized nations is focusing on migration on Friday, a priority for summit host Italy and its right-wing premier, Giorgia Meloni, who's seeking to increase investment and funding for African nations as a means of reducing migratory pressure on Europe. The gathering's also focusing on global conflicts and the spread of artificial intelligence. Perennial issues such as climate change and China also are being discussed. But some divisions have emerged over the wording of the summit's final declaration, with disagreement reported over the inclusion of a reference to abortion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Mexican President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum's motorcade suffered an accident on Friday in Monclova, a city in northern Chihuahua state. The accident left one person dead and several injured. Sheinbaum stopped to check on the injured people, who were by then being attended by emergency teams. The car Sheinbaum was in was not involved. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is facing a court-ordered sell-off of many of his personal assets, while the future of his InfoWars media platform remains up in the air. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Jones owes $1.5 billion for his false claims the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut was a hoax.
I was the test case for what's now being done to President Trump, Steve Bannon, and others.
Outside court in Houston, Jones says this is a case of digital assassination.
I never said or did any of the things they claimed on Sandy Hook. Two judges in Texas and Connecticut found me guilty by default and then had literal show trials on how guilty I was.
The judge is still deciding on a separate bankruptcy case for Jones's company. Jones says this will only make him stronger.
I will never surrender.
Relatives of Sandy Hook victims say they were traumatized by Jones's comments. I'm Ed Donahue.
Since April, nearly 400 pelicans have been rescued by wildlife centers in northern, central, and southern California. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Dozens of rehabilitated brown pelicans were released in the San Francisco Bay after a mysterious illness led to reports of hundreds of starving and sick pelicans all over California this spring. Russ Curtis, spokesperson for the International Bird Rescue, says.
Lots of theories, everything from, you know, climate change affecting the ocean environment, storms that may have stirred up the water too much.
While brown pelicans are no longer endangered, wildlife experts say they're in an important part of the shoreline ecosystem.
The birds are telling us there's something wrong in the environment.
Rescue workers say they'll continue to release pelicans that remain in their care as they become healthy enough to go back into the wild. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pilgrims arrived in Arafat near Mecca on Friday to mark the most important day of the Hajj pilgrimage, Arafat Day. Pilgrims will stay at Arafat until the sunset of Saturday before moving to Muzdalifa Plain, where they will gather pebbles to throw at stone columns symbolizing the devil. Hajj, a once-in-a-lifetime duty for every able-bodied Muslim who can afford it, is considered the world's biggest religious gathering. The water quality of the Seine River in Paris is raising concerns ahead of the upcoming Olympic and Paralympic Games. The collective Eau de Paris, responsible for collecting data, says the quality will improve with favorable weather. I'm Christina Menenti.